This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with what city and state officials in New York calling a false narrative that New York is horrible, terrible, a no good, very bad place to live. The Trump administration, as you know, have dropped the National Guard on D.C., and the administration has hinted that cities like Chicago and, yes, New York might need fixing, too. Well, yesterday, Attorney General Pam Bondi got a side meeting with Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who basically told her, ma'am, don't come here with that. We don't need help. New York is fine. And today, Governor Hochul held court, where she told reporters she spoke directly with President Trump and told him the same thing, including, if you need me to, I can show you the data, which proves that crime is down and our policies to counter certain crimes, even retail theft, are working. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond was there today as Hochul spoke with business owners, and her message to them leads our broadcast on this Tuesday.
Governor Hochul's announcement of a 12% drop in retail theft comes as President Trump threatens to send National Guard troops to New York City and punish states with cashless bail.
If you're going to threaten withholding dollars to keep people safer because you think we haven't done enough work, that's not exactly a good partner. You know, he's just trying to throw gasoline on a fire. We don't need that.
And the governor responded to a White House memo citing cases where offenders were released without bail to commit more crimes.
I need the judges to step up. And I've been surprised at the number of judges who don't seem to know the law has changed.
Those changes, she said, do not include cashless bail. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Hochul, just like Maryland Governor Wes Moore, says anytime you deploy the National Guard, it should be mission specific. She says there is no mission here. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said Monday, quote, if this was really about fighting crime and making the streets safer, what possible justification could the White House have for planning such an exceptional action without any conversations with the governor, the mayor, or the police? End quote. Back to reality now, and in Glen Cove, this isn't good. They've found mercury on the gym floor.
Basically, our kids were poisoned.
Anthony Mihalesko says his son has been wrestling on the gym floors at the Glen Cove High School for years, and now doctors say the 17-year-old has high mercury levels in his blood, and the school says mercury was found in the flooring.
My son now has been displaying some of these symptoms of chronic exposure, depression, anxiety, his hands kind of tremor a little bit, there's memory loss.
His son no longer wants to be part of the wrestling team his senior year.
He's been probably exposed to the mercury vapor for 3 hours a night.
The school district says they are redoing the gym floors after the discovery of the mercury. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Glen Cove, Long Island.
And you're probably wondering, how does mercury get in the floors? Well, I Googled it, and it says back in the day they used the mercury-based polyurethane or rubber-like flooring for gymnasiums and multipurpose rooms. This is in the 60s through the 80s. Says here, as the floor gets old, it breaks down and releases elemental mercury, which can then eventually release toxic vapors into the air. So I'm sure they'll be looking at that. Nassau police have hauled a guy in for allegedly touching a 10-year-old kid inappropriately at a daycare center. Detectives say 49-year-old Jose Rodriguez of Glen Cove Avenue abused the boy from April of 2016 up until March of 2020. This is at a place in Westbury. Well, that kid, who's much older now and works at a fast food place, saw Rodriguez walk in the other day, recognized him, waited until he left, and then called police. He's charged now with sexual conduct against the child and endangering the welfare of a child. He's getting arraigned today. They're telling others if they think they were a victim, too, to get a hold of Nassau County Crime Stoppers at 800-244-TIPS. Had a shooting this morning in the Tremont section of the Bronx. It has investigators beating the pavement now looking for clues. Happened about 8 this morning at East 176 and Anthony Avenue. Cops responded and they sent the victim to St. Barnabas, where he was later pronounced dead. The suspect took off. They don't know what led to this shooting or if the guy even knew the shooter. Well, we'll let you know what they find or if an arrest is made. They did not release the victim's name. Earlier this month on the Upper West, the city turned dozens of free parking spaces into paid parking spots. Obviously, people weren't happy with that, and after pushback from the community, the city is rolling it back, making the paid slots free again.
Taking away free parking spots in an area with a lot of drivers who rely on them didn't make much sense to Councilmember Gail Brewer.
I don't know what the purpose of it is.
She says DOT buried the change in a list of other plans called smart curbs.
We had lots of workshops. I never heard anybody at DOT talk extensively about what this paid portion would be.
City Hall admits DOT could have done more to inform the public about specifics and timing. Gabriel Aiello says being a driver on the Upper West Side was already becoming impossible.
It's becoming hard for an artist like myself trying to deliver paintings. Grocery store runs are impossible. It's impossible to find parking.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Good news for teens, parents of teens, and everybody else on the road. The state of New York is the safest state for teen drivers, it says here, according to a new study from Wallet Hub. They say despite our congested cities, we are number one for teens behind the wheel. Strict traffic laws and low fatality rates help put us at the top. Having the most driving schools per capita didn't hurt us either. Chip Lupo is an analyst over at Wallet Hub.
New York has the seventh highest auto insurance premium increases for high-risk drivers. So in other words, they're going to stick it to you if you don't obey these traffic laws. One other thing I saw is that insurance goes up if you add a teen driver. They're going to increase by an average of about 101%.
New Jersey isn't too far behind, coming in at number 3. Connecticut eked in at number 12. In New Jersey, one man is dead, at least 3 others injured after a woman drove into a gym this afternoon. This happened about noon at a Planet Fitness over on Newark Avenue in Elizabeth. Police say the car hit and fatally injured a man who was working out inside the gym. 3 other people were taken to the hospital with injuries. What led up to the car crash is not clear yet, but police say everybody is cooperating. The gym closed by officials until further notice. Over in Long Island, the town of Hempstead trying to get a hold of their feral cat problem, which officials say is out of control now.
The feral cat population is getting out of control in certain areas in the town of Hempstead. Supervisor John Ferretti says they are making it much easier for residents to trap cats and then bring them to the town's mobile trap and release unit.
Veterinary staff on site perform safe spay and neuter surgeries right in the mobile unit, which is right behind me. The cats are allowed to recover on site.
Then the residents can pick up the cats 24 hours later and release them back to where they were trapped,
where they can live without adding to the overpopulation problem.
And the program reduces spraying, yowling, and fighting between the cats. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.